Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing recent political developments as the SADC summit to be held in Harare approaches. But first, U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met separately with Israeli leader Thursday at the White House as a sensitive moment in the Gaza conflict collided with an unprecedented moment in American politics. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also plans to meet on Friday with former President Donald Trump. VOA White House correspondent Anisha Powell reports from Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday brought Israel's leader into the calm eye of America's political storm as the two tried to hash out a lasting peace to silence the suffering in Gaza. Biden said little.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Prime Minister. We've got a lot to talk about. I think we should get to it.
But Vice President Kamala Harris took a firm tone after her own meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hours later, centering on the horror experienced by the people of Gaza. She urged Israel to take the deal on the table to end the fighting and free the hostages.
I also expressed with the Prime Minister my serious concern about the scale of human suffering in Gaza, including the death of far too many innocent civilians. And I made clear my serious concern about the dire humanitarian situation there, with over 2 million people facing high levels of food insecurity and 500,000 people facing catastrophic levels of acute food insecurity. What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating.
Her words were amplified by protesters outside the White House on Thursday who object to the Israeli military's conduct in Gaza and want Biden to dial back his support. The White House said the meeting with Biden was productive but didn't cite any breakthroughs.
This was a good discussion with the Prime Minister and his team. The President had a chance to lay out his concerns about where we are on the ceasefire deal and getting us to a conclusion on that, as well as to talk about a range of other issues, Iran's destabilizing activities, the tensions at the blue line up with Lebanon, the need for more humanitarian assistance getting to the people of Gaza. There was a lot on the agenda.
On Friday, Netanyahu meets with Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. This trio of talks is obviously a delicate political balancing act for the Israeli leader. But some pro-Israeli analysts argue that Netanyahu's defiance of Washington has garnered results.
There's more likelihood of a ceasefire now than there was a couple of months ago before Israel went into Rafah. Vice President Harris told them they shouldn't go in or there'll be consequences. Biden didn't want them to go in. It turned out actually to be a pretty successful mission. They haven't finished Rafah, but they were able to quickly move a lot of the Palestinian civilians into other areas so they, the Israeli military, could fight Hamas.
Netanyahu's detractors, both outside and inside Congress, disagree. And as they like to remind the future president, whoever he or she will be, they have a say, too. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Back to Zimbabwe, a Harare magistrate has ruled that Glenview South MP Grant Mohakata and 38 other Citizens Coalition for Change supporters who were arrested in the run-up to the August 2023 elections for allegedly blocking traffic have a case to answer. The defense had asked the court to throw out the case at the close of the state outline as they felt the state's case was weak. The 39 were arrested for conducting an unsanctioned car rally in Harare's Machipisa suburb and contravening the Maintenance of Order and Peace Act. They spent 3 weeks in remand prison before being released on bail. Their lawyer, Kudzai Kadzere, speaks to Studio 7 in Harare.
Appeared before Magistrate Rakafa, and she delivered her ruling. on the application that we made. We made an application at the close of the state case so that the accused could be acquitted at the end of the state case, because we felt that the six witnesses that gave evidence on behalf of the state did not give any evidence that that could incriminate the accused presence. So unfortunately the court disagreed with us and ruled that all 39 accused persons are supposed to go to the defense and explain themselves. So in short, the application for discharge was dismissed.
What charges are they facing?
They are facing a charge of criminal nuisance in terms of the Criminal Codification and Reform Act. The allegations being that they blocked the free movement of people and traffic during the campaign period for 2023 elections.
That was the defense lawyer, Mr. Kutsaita Tsere. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. A faction of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, has urged the Southern African Development Community, SADC, to prioritize addressing the disputed 2023 Zimbabwean elections, which the bloc condemned for failing to meet regional and international standards. This plea comes just days before the SADC Industrial Week commences. President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to assume the SADC chairmanship at the upcoming summit in mid-August. He has issued warnings to citizens to maintain order during the summit, threatening consequences for any disruptions amid growing calls for protests. One CCC faction spokesperson, Promise Mkwananzi, speaks to the media in Harare.
The government currently in place in Zimbabwe is illegitimate and not properly constituted in terms of the laws of the country. It is a de facto government. This is further exacerbated by the unlawful recall of our parliamentary and local government representatives elected on the same disputed election. This has delegitimized the current parliament. We insist on the reinstatement of the unlawfully recalled elected members and the removal of imposters who were imposed by Chabangu and others in connivance with ZANU-PF. The weaponization and capture of the judiciary and the disputed presence of Mr. Mnangagwa means that Zimbabwe now suffers political and institutional illegitimacy. The three key institutions of the state, namely the executive, the judiciary, and the legislature, have not only been bastardized, they have also been totally delegitimized. In that regard, it is our considered view that the coming of SADC into Zimbabwe is a welcome and rare opportunity to help foster a political solution to Zimbabwe's challenges and restore legitimacy and avert the deteriorating political situation. The issue of the disputed elections ought to be foremost on the SADC agenda with a view to facilitate dialogue and ultimately a political settlement between the two contending presidential candidates, namely Advocate Nelson Chamisa and Mr. Mnangagwa.
Now back to our topic. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the latest developments in Harare as the SADC summit draws nearer. Student activists from the Zimbabwe National Students Union, ZINASU, were this Wednesday arrested during their annual general meeting at the ZESA Training Center in Harare, with police accusing them of disorderly conduct. The students claim the arrests are related to the upcoming summit. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by human rights lawyer Mr. Kennedy Masie, ZINASU student activist Simbarashe Rambiao, and ZANU-PF member Snowball Tongokara. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Thank you. We'll start with you, Mr. Rambiao. Tell us what happened on Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nube. It's very unfortunate that we were conducting our general council meeting in line with our constitution as a student board and as a student union, which is registered, which is very known. And surprisingly, when we started conducting our general council meeting, we were surprised to see a truck lodging with police officers wearing their armored clothes. And they were ready to squash and to beat the students. And it's very unfortunate they didn't give the time to negotiate, to see what was happening. They started to beat the students, and they started chasing students around. And more than 50 students were arrested. And it's very unfortunate that we are living under harsh conditions. And it's very unfortunate that freedom of assembly, freedom of association is being thwarted, and the democratic environment is being thwarted. And we are seeing this is a way to try and to change the one country state towards a future for Zimbabwe. But us as young people, it is our right to associate, it is our right to of assembly, and it is our right as a student also to ensure that we come on to our own resolution as a student board to ensure that student needs and concerns are addressed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Masie, what's your take on these developments? We saw on Monday the President and Home Affairs Minister talking about these issues, saying Zimbabweans should behave as we look forward to hosting the SADC summit. And then a few days later, we see students being arrested at a meeting like this, where the police are saying there was disorderly conduct, yet the students, on the other hand, are saying they were conducting their yearly meeting as usual, and nothing was out of place. What's your take?
Yes, it's quite unfortunate that the current government wants to run the country as if they are running a monarchy or a chiefdom. So to me, Zimbabweans have got a constitution that they follow. They've got rights in terms of specific sections of the constitution, and one of the rights that is there is the right to associate or disassociate. They've also got the right to demonstrate peacefully within the confines of the constitution. So when students gather and try to cross-pollinate ideas, try to advance their structures internally using their own mechanisms without causing any disturbance or disturbing any peace, and then you see the police coming in to victimize students, that in itself shows that we are in a country that is not run properly, a country that does not respect the fundamental freedoms of people, a country that does not respect its own constitution. So what happened to the students is quite unfortunate, and also what's happening to other activists is quite unfortunate, and we urge the government to respect the constitution of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Masie. Mr. Tongokara, do you think these developments are directly linked to the SADC summit taking into account the remarks by the President Mnangagwa, and also that we've seen these issues intensifying lately with the timber issue, with five other people who were meeting at a private residency under Jobs Colors organization. Do you think these issues are related to this other summit?
Thank you very much for asking this very important question. First of all, let me say, as progressive citizens of this country, we take pride in the remarks made by our president, Comrade Edwin Mnangagwa, and Julius Eka, where he reminded our detractors that if we engage in chaos and violence during the summit, they will be arrested. And you know what, we are very aware that there's been plans by some opposition elements. For example, Timba has been organizing and sanctioned meetings to mobilize people around the country to violently protest during the time of SADC summit. They want to take care of what is happening in Kenya. They want to distract our property, like what they did in 2018 and in January 2019. And we are saying we are not going to tolerate that nonsense. We want peace before SADC summit and after SADC summit. Zimbabwe is a peaceful country, and the Zimbabwe Republic Police has the right to make sure that they arrest any individual who will be found at the wrong side of the law. And the reason why Timba and the other activists of opposition have been arrested, I think the minister is now before the court and it's very clear that they held unfounded meeting. And I also want to comment on the issue of the Nazi activists.
Muno vatongogara munogona kumbobata makadaro. Pane vapindawo vari parunare. Alo, tinofara makadiwo, mapinda muchirongwa. Ndiani muri kutibata, muri kupi?
Ndiva vamoyo kuno kuSouth Africa.
Tinotenda vamoyo, munogona kutipawo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi.
Nawaikatana ndiyo kuti ai matambudziko ari kufesana nevanhu munyika akaoma zvikuru.
Munogona endera mberi, tiri kukunzwai.
Okay, tichitarisa kuri kubviwa nokuri kuendwa, kuratidza kuti kwatiri kuenda kwacho kune rima nokuti kana vanhu vachimanikidzwa, vachisungwa nepasingafani kuti vanhu vasungwe, vachisungurudzwa nepasingafani kuti vasungurudzwe, zvinoratidza kuti kwatiri kuenda senyika hakuna chiedza. Nokuti mukati menyika yedu vanhu vari kuratidza kuti rugara havana, kuchema koga koga nokutambudzika. Zvinhu zvakafananidza hazvikurudziri, zvichitarisa kurohwa kwakaita baba vaya vakoma vechikoro, vana vechikoro vakarohwa mazuva akafanana aya, vachitarisa kuuyiwa mukuru aitwa musangano wesadhaka uri kudaitwa mwedzi unouya. Zvinhu zvatisingakurudziri bhozi munyika, vanofa kuti vafare vangofara vazvifambire nenzira yauda nayo vanhu vachiratidzira. Zvino mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvinoratidza kuti tiri vatorwa, vanhu vanoita sotoinhapwa munyika mavakaberekerwa. Kusungwa hakuperi, zvinosungwa zvacho vanhu hazvionekwi. Vaya vakasungwa wetriple C, vaya vanapurezidendi vachingori mutorongo, zvacho hazvionekwi, kungochema koga koga. Saka tisingazivi kuti nhau dzakafanira dzopera zvadii chaizvo chaizvo. Asi tinongoramba tingoshingirira kuti nguva Mwari udinga chatinzirawo tisi zvakanaka, nokuti kutambura kuwana kweZimbabwe nezviri kusangana nevanhu vakawanda kuona madzimai achisungwa nevana, vanhu vachingorohwa, vachipondiwa. Handizivi kuti vanozoona sei vatungamiri venyika nevanotungamira nyika.
Tinotenda vamoyo. Vatongogara, ndambokumisai paya. Munogona kuenderera mberi. Manzwa zvekare zvataurwa navamoyo, vachichema chema nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari kushungurudzwa. Vamoyo vari kutaura nyaya yekuti mutemo ausiku yenzanisa vanhu kuti pane vamwe ove ZANU-PF vanotenderwa kuti vaite misangano yavo vamwe vachimacha mumigwagwa takaona vamwe vachimacha vachiti vari kutsigira mutungamiri mutemo apa uri kufambiswa sei vatongoga
Okay, thank you very much. Firstly, allow me to address the issue of Spinafi students. They were not arrested because they were connection with other community. We have read the statement from Zimbabwe Republic Police. The students who were in their meeting, they engaged in fighting and started demolishing some properties of the of Jessa, and the police came in to maintain order. That is the duty of police. So there is no connection of Zinasa and Sadakhan. We urge students that whenever they are using their meeting, they need to properly behave and stop fighting. And now I come to the issue where you asked about the issue of the rule of law in Zimbabwe, where you are saying there seems to be the law which is the favor of ZANU-PF and also the fact that it's not the validity of the opposition. I want to say that in ZANU-PF we respect our institutions, we respect our police. Whenever we are having political meetings, we apply to police. Even if you go to police today, you find the records. We notify the police and the department. Unlike opposition, they want to raise meetings which is not sanctioned by police. That's why they always find themselves fighting with the police, because they don't want to follow our laws. They know that whenever they are raising meetings, especially political meetings, they have to apply to police seeking for permission. Well, we urge opposition to respect our laws, to respect our police, and we remind them that our police we continue to do its job without favor or fear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Tongo Karavara. Mbiyao, mavanzo wa Tongo Karavara, chita wala hapo, muno tikudi uone masho kwa?
Naita bati ya wangili, asini ni masho kwa angu ndiwe kuti. Ndiwa tete refana na ayo, ingi wa ifungiru bugazikuru, ingi wa ifina ya tenye Christmas botari sila hoti, kuwa miniki, kuwa mshanga na wenye uswe chibiki sewa student, anima chikora, kutari sewa kuti, kaya ifungiru kuti, masiza ya jike, kaya ifungiru kuti, shingiru, kwanza kubaki ya nata, ifungiru kuti, wabiriki edo wa noo wama zeba, wabiriki edo wa noo wama chiku, sewa hande, wakani chengu, wachiku kutikiba kirika na nao, kuti, kuna baki ya kuti, kuna kuti, kuna kuti, kuna kuti, kuna kuti, kuna kuti, kuna kuti, kuna
Thank you. Tinotenda varambiawo. Vamasiye tichitarisa nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe. Kana tikatarisa zvanga zvichiitika kubva pakasungwa ana Timba nevamwe 78 vetriple C, uyezve tichiona paine vamwe 5 vakasungwa vari pasi pesangano ravasikala vachinzi vaita musangano, asi vachiita musangano uyu mupamba pavo kana kuti ine private residency. Tichizotarisa zvekare nyaya yevechidikava vaita musangano unoitwa gore rega rega, pane kodzero here dzakashikorwa kana tichitarisa nyaya idzi?
Ya, kodzero dziripo dzakashikorwa kuti sezvo ndapotaura kuti bumbiro remutembo rinobvumidza kuti vanhu vasangane vachiassociate because vane the right to associate in terms of the constitution, and also kana vachidemonstrate vane right to demonstrate as long as that demonstration is peaceful. Kusangana kwevanhu vachiexchange maideas hakuna kushata, sezvataura umwe mutaura apapa, I think a student leader, kuti tinoona kuti veZANU PF vanoita musangano yavo havamborambidziwi, nyange havo vachizinzi vachiti vari kuita maapplications yayo, but hapana patikambowa rekodi yekuti vane ZANU PF varambidzwa kuita musangano nekuda kwezvimwe nyaya. Saka tikuonawo kuti pamutemo chaipo chaipo pane kakuita discriminate kuti uri kubva kubato ripi kuti uve uchiita kana musangano kana uve uchiita yatingati mameetings iyayo, mapolitical meeting. And tichitarisa zvekare panguva yatikuona yapfuura, tikaona kuti pane nyaya yavajob scaler yavanga vakafungirwa yavakagara muzvidzarira kwenguva inokwana makore akatiko, and takaona kuti High Court yakabva yapa mutongo wekuti nyaya idzodzo hadzina kubatwa zvakanaka kuma magistrate courts. Nderimwe dambudziko ratiri kuona zvekare rokuti vanhu muZimbabwe havachisina kokumanyira kana vachityorerwa kodzero idzodzidzi. Matare ekuzasi uko anova ariwo magatekeepers, kana kuti iko kunofa uko kuchitangirwa kuti vanhu vave vachitaura nyaya dzekodzero dzavo, hakusi kushanda. Kuri kuita senge ivo vari kuita senge vangove rimwe ruoko zvekare reZANU PF kana rehurumende kuti vawedzere kutambudzika kwevanhu. Saka marights evanhu zveshuwa ari kuchikorwa muZimbabwe, ende ari kuchikorwa nered isina kunaka zvakare, nekuti tikuona zvekare kuti vamwe vari kusungwa ivavo vari kuonekwawo vachiitwa vasingabati zvakanaka, vachiita tocha. Tikuona zvekare kuti iko zvino pane nyaya yanga ichinetsa yamai vakasungwa zvekare vakapinzwa muzarira vane mwana wavo mudiki ane 1 year. Zvinhu zvakadai so hazvifanirwe zvichiitika munyika inozviti ine bumbiro romutemo. Zvinhu zvakadai so hazvifanirwe zvichiitika munyika inoti inorespekta marights evanhu. Zvinhu zvakadai so hazvifanirwe kuita nenyika inoda kuasuma chairmanship yesadi. Saka zvinhu zvakadai so zvinhu zvatinoti sevanhu vanogura kodzero vanhu zvofanira kumira, ende hazvifanirwe zvichiitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda vamasiye. Vatongogara tava kunopendera chirongwa. Muchidimbu mambo taura nyaya yemaprotests ari kuitika kuKenya nekuUganda. Vamwewo vari kuti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa izvi ndizvo zvingazopa hasha dzevanhu kuti vangewo vachisimuka vachiteedzera izvi. Hamuonewo here kunge zviri kutaurwa nevanhu izvi zvingava chokwadi chekuti vanhu haisi nyaya kuti vari kudaura dzira, vari kungoitawo misangano yavo, asi zviri kuzoitwa nemapurisa zvingazokonzera?
Thank you very much. My brother, you have to know the opposition. That guy is a coach. He could keep his hand up. He could have been a rock with bars, he could have shot two as a prime. I was on a ship from 2018, he was on a 2019, and January. 21 January wachipfuta midziyo, wachipfuta mota, wachipfuta matai, wachiba zvinkwa mumashopu. Saka
tinotenda vatongogara. Unfortunately nguva yedu ndo yatisiya. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabaka Ncube. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa tichitenda zvekare vese vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nguva dzedu ndo dzati manyei dzabva dzatisiya. Tinotenda.